As they walk home, Mambo tells Baba Nyota of his scheduled meeting with Bifaraja and requests Baba Nyota to join them. The next day, Bifaraja, Bwana Mambo and Baba Nyota are seated around a table inside Bifaraja's house.
Baba Nyota, do you think she's going to help us?
I believe she's going to help us. Let's just wait.
She looked like a nice lady.
Indeed.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Bifaraja.
Good morning, Bifaraja. Meet my friend, Baba Nyota.
Hello.
Oh, Baba Nyota.
Yes.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Thank you so much, Bifaraja.
Yes, we found it fit to come and meet you over our previous discussion.
Oh, okay. That is very nice.
Yes, indeed. I'm so honored to meet you, Bifaraja.
Same to me. Same to me, Baba Nyota. And
yes.
Feel welcome again.
Thank you.
Bifaraja.
Yes, Bonamu.
Allow me to say this.
Yes.
We have noticed darkness in our community that has torn apart the fabrics that hold the community together.
Mzemambo, I see. Tell me more.
Our people are perishing because of lack of knowledge.
Indeed.
Kwetu Kingdom is bleeding, holding on to parts of our cultural practices that we are refusing to let go, even after we witness the negative effects on it.
Mzemambo, I am confused. Baba Nyota?
Yes.
Do you understand anything Mzemambo is saying?
Of course I do understand what he's saying.
Okay.
And thank you so much, Bifaraja, for this opportunity.
No problem.
You see, it is true that there are cultural practices like FGM that we have held on to despite witnessing adverse effects on our young girls. Bifaraja, times have changed and our people need to get the right information. That's all
yes.
We ask.
Exactly.
True.
And I am glad to find like-minded individuals who have interests of the community at heart. It takes unity to champion change in the community.
Indeed it does.
I am very happy to have met you guys. And I am very happy to have met you as people of this community.
Yes. Our elders.
Yes.
Our elders.
Yes.
We shall be answerable to the future generation if we don't bear in mind the changes.
Indeed, indeed. Yes.
It is only right that we do the correct thing now.
Indeed.
And I mean now.
Exactly, Mzemambo.
Bifaraja, times have changed. Gone are the days when the voice of women were not heard. We have to listen to the girls and women. We must give them a chance to be heard. Moreover, we must keep in mind the psychological and the physical damage of female genital mutilation.
I totally agree.
Yes.
I have been trying as the assistant chief, but my voice has always been drowned in the middle of opposition.
Sorry, but
I am happy to have found people with common interests like me.
Yes.
And ready to chart a new path in the community. So, gentlemen.
Yes.
What do you propose? And what are your interventions, please?
I would like to emphasize to the community the importance of education as a tool to create awareness and bring development in our community.
Indeed.
Exactly.
So that we can enjoy the fruits of Kwetu Kingdom.
Indeed.
Education is key.
Indeed.
And knowledge is power.
Exactly. And Baba Nyota,
yes.
And what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are that FGM should be put to an end permanently.
Yes.
So that our girls can be rescued from mental and physical torture. Let our girls have their rights respected, as it were.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, I have listened to you and I have seriously taken your thoughts into consideration.
Thank you for that.
Our responsibility is to institute change in the community. I will raise this matter in the next meeting at the palace.
Thank you
so much, Bifaraja.
Indeed.
Thank you. Too.
Thank you for giving us audience.
Thank
you. You know, we believe and we trust in you. And I'm very sure that you're going to represent the voice of the community.
Indeed.
We shall hold you accountable, Bifaraja.
Of course, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
And kindly, don't just leave my house like that. There's a cup of tea.
Thank you.
Mzemambo and Baba Nyota live for Mwavulini. Mwavulini, Mzee Mambo and Baba Nyota find Mzee Buzara waiting for them.
Mzee Buzara, karibu sana nyumbani. I was not expecting to see you.
Yes. Asante sana mzee Mambo. I had an urgent issue that needed your immediate attention.
Welcome to Mavurini, Maua.
Now, Maua was among the 20 girls who underwent the cut. However, she has been experiencing post-traumatic stress from the practice. That is why I thought it wise to bring her to you, given the expertise you have in handling these matters.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Maua.
It's okay, Mzee Mambo.
It's so heartbreaking. We have many other girls with similar stories as yours.
Thank you, Mzee Mambo.
You're not alone, Maua. And all will be well.
It is comforting to find a place without discrimination, given what I have been going through.
So,
I have had trouble doing simple tasks that I used to do with ease, Mzee Mambo. The physical and mental pain has been too much to bear. But when Mzee Busara told me about Mavulini, I knew it was where I needed to be.
Oh, my. Mzee Mambo, you are such a young girl to go through this. Don't worry, Maua. At Mavulini, we shall walk with you. And I'll make sure they take care of you.
Thank you. With love,
sharing, and caring.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Mavurini, Maua.
Thank you. And I'm really grateful, Mzee Mambo.
And don't worry, I know at Mavulini, they are going to take good care of you.